and a piazza. But they call them porches, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you'd like to share with us about your porch?
I'd be glad for you to come and sit in all those extra chairs out there.
Oh,
all those chairs, Jackie, I've accumulated high back chairs, you know. And
they're so pretty.
But you'll just have to come over and sit with me on it this time.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to make Miss, you said your father was a farmer. Would you describe some of the buildings for me, please?
Well, he had two very large barns. That he kept the horses and mules in.
Okay.
And I can remember so well the grain bins. They would go in and put the corn in there,
uh-huh.
and then they would have a hay bin.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember climbing over the fence to watch them to feed those horses, you know. And they'd put so much corn, and then they'd bring down so much hay, and it was called a rack. That they put the hay down in, you see.
Uh-huh.
And the corn was put in a trough. And I thought it was just fun to get up there and see all that, you know.
Now, they stored the corn in a
granary. Yes, it's a granary inside it's inside the barn.
Yeah.
They had this corn, was put in this corn crib before it was shucked, you see. And then they'd take the shucks out, off, and give it to the cattle. And by the way, while I'm right there, I'm going to tell you that my mother loved to fool with shucks. And I had the most beautiful little shuck hats that she would make me. I want to learn to make those things someday, man.
You know, they really come back in using the shucks with recent things.
That's
Did
right.
you have a corn shuck doll?
Yes, a corn shuck doll.
What type of mop did she use?
Oh, she used corn shuck mop,
to scrub.
And the floors were just immaculate. They were just as white and shiny as could be.
And the floors were wooden. They didn't have any varnish or anything on them.
No, and they didn't use any floor covering. That was just plain.
Uh-huh. What did they use to clean the floor with, Miss?
Well, she had potash soap, and that just made them terribly clean. And then, you know, just as white as could be.
Did she make her own soap?
Uh-huh, she has made, yes. But she had a colored woman, as I remember, that helped her always with that. Trudy was just always there to do anything.
Yeah. Now, talking about your hay, it piled up outside the barn. What would you call it?
A haystack.
Mm-hmm. Miss Bertha, what did they call it when they piled the corn up?
Called it shock. They heaped it and then called it a shock.
Okay. Now, did you have any cows on your farm? Horses and things?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did you call the place where you kept your cows?
Well, they had a cow barn, but they would go into, after they were milked in the early morning, they were turned into this pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big meadow, I remember so well. And they would go down this long, long lane and would graze all day. And there was a nice brook in the meadow that they would drink from,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I had a dog named Flora. And she was a dear. She watched me all of the time and everything that everywhere I went, Flora went. So Flora would come in about 4 o'clock, I can remember so well, and she would just stand around and look, you know, and Mama said, "Yes, Flora, it's time to go get the cows." Well, she would go down that long lane and bring every cow up. And it's a funny thing to me now that she would know which